welcome to episode 61 of the Irish Pod Quiz with your host, Darren. The Irish Pod Quiz is a weekly mix of 20 general knowledge and Irish trivia questions for all the quiz lovers out there, because who doesn't love a good quiz? First up, there are 10 general knowledge questions, followed by 5 audio questions, and finally 5 questions relating to something topical. Don't forget to follow us and to tell all of your quiz-loving family and friends. So, without further ado, let's get quizzing. First up, as always, it's the general knowledge round. Question 1. The island of Tahiti belongs to which country? Question 2. Who was the runner-up in the 2022 Formula One Drivers' Championship? Question 3. And Just Like That is the follow-up to which comedy drama series? Question 4. Who wrote the plays Dancing at Lunasa and Philadelphia, Here I Come? Question 5. Who released the hugely successful album Jagged Little Pill in 1995? Question 6. What nationality is climate activist Greta Thunberg? Question 7. Which supermodel was married to Richard Gere from 1991 to 1995? Question 8. Which Premier League team play their home games at Craven Cottage? Question 9. What alcohol is used in a traditional pina colada? And question 10. How many counties border Kerry? Now next up, it's the audio round, which is on movie endings. You are about to hear 5 clips that feature at the end of some very famous movies with some very famous quotes in them. Hopefully there are no spoilers in here and I'm not going to ruin any classic films for anyone. But I think they're all pretty famous, so hopefully no spoilers. So you simply have to name what film these clips feature in. The audio round, question 1.
Hey Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going, we don't need roads.
Question 2.
I can never have children.
We can adopt some.
But you don't understand, Osgood. I'm a man.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Question 3.
I have no plans to call on you, Clarice. The world's more interesting with you in it.
Now to extend me the same courtesy.
You know I can't make that promise.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Question 4.
There's a free French garrison over at Brazzaville. I could be induced to arrange a passage.
My letter of transit? I could use a trip. But it doesn't make any difference about our bet. You still owe me 10,000 francs.
And that 10,000 francs should pay our expenses.
our expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And question five.
Say something, goddammit. You're on television. You're live to the whole world.
In case I don't see you. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Now it's that time of year again when the tennis elite battle it out at Wimbledon, which is the focus of this week's topical round. Question 1. Who has won the most men's singles titles at Wimbledon? Question 2. Who is the most recent British player to win the ladies' singles title at Wimbledon? Question 3. Which dessert is often associated with the Wimbledon tournament? Question 4. Often cited as the greatest tennis match of all time, who did Bjorn Borg defeat in the final of the 1980 Wimbledon tournament? And question 5, which fruit adorns the top of the men's singles Wimbledon trophy? Well, that's it for the topical round, and that's it for this week's quiz. I'll be back with you in just a moment with the answers. Okay, and here are the answers. First up, the general knowledge round. Question 1. The island of Tahiti belongs to France. Question 2. The runner-up in the 2022 Formula One Drivers' Championship was Charles Leclerc. Max Verstappen obviously winning that championship, but the runner-up, Charles Leclerc. Question 3. And just like that is the truly awful, really, really cringy, and actually I think we only got through about 3 episodes. It is the follow-up to Sex and the City. Question 4. Dancing at Lunasa and Philadelphia Here I Come are plays by Brian Friel. Question 5. Jagged Little Pill was a hugely successful album released in 1995 by Alanis Morissette. Question 6. Climate activist Greta Thunberg. How dare you? She is Swedish. Question 7. The supermodel that was married to Richard Gere was Cindy Crawford. Question 8. The team that played their home games at Craven Cottage since, I think, 1896 or something like that, I read. It is Fulham. Question 9. The alcohol used in a traditional pina colada. I was drinking plenty of these in Mexico a couple of weeks ago. It is rum. And question 10. The only county that has this few borders. Kerry only borders 2 counties. They are Limerick and Cork. Next up, we had the audio round, which was on those movie endings. I really don't think there were any spoilers in there, but to be honest, if you haven't seen these movies by now, they deserve to be spoiled for you. Question 1, that was a clip from the end of Back to the Future. Where we're going, we don't need roads. Question 2, one of the most famous comedy lines from one of the most famous comedy films, Nobody's Perfect. The film was Some Like It Hot. Question 3, we heard the chilling final words of Dr. Hannibal Lecter in The Silence of the Lambs. I'm having an old friend for dinner. What a great line. Question 4, we heard a clip from the end of Casablanca. And question 5, and if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, the kind of catchphrase of Jim Carrey's character in The Truman Show. Finally, we have the topical round, which was about the pretentious contest that is Wimbledon. I love Wimbledon. I really get stuck into it every year. And seeing as I have nothing else to do for the summer, I have been enjoying it immensely. Okay, question one. The person with the most men's single titles at Wimbledon is Roger Federer. He has won it a total of 8 times. Question two. You probably needed to know your tennis to know this one, but it's often mentioned and comes up in quizzes. The most recent British player to win the ladies' singles title at Wimbledon was Virginia Wade, which she did in 1977. In fact, no other British player, male or female, had won from 1977 till 2013 when Andy Murray won it. But the answer there, Virginia Wade. Question three. I don't know what this is about, but the dessert that is often associated with Wimbledon is strawberries and cream. Apparently that's a big thing to eat when you're there. Question four. Often cited as the greatest tennis match of all time, in 1980, Bjorn Borg defeated John McEnroe. John McEnroe was a gas man, well worth looking up some of his antics on court, shouting at umpires and all that kind of thing. Very entertaining. And finally, question five, another random one. The fruit that adorns the top of the men's singles Wimbledon trophy is a pineapple. Apparently, back when they were making the trophy, pineapples were a very treasured fruit and were seen as very, I suppose, pretentious. And so for some reason they stuck it on the top of the cup. Well, that's it for this week's quiz. So go give yourselves a mark out of 20, and please do get in touch and let me know how you got on. Talk to you next week, and happy quizzing.